Tap. After that tap, I am getting the Hare Krishna. So today's topic is, as you can see, peace of mind or pieces of mind. So this is very, very important, very pertinent, especially for sadhakas, those who are embarking on spiritual life, because mind plays very vital role in spiritual life. Therefore, we are taking today this particular shloka from Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, shlok number 34. Chanchala hi mana Krishna pramathi balavadudam tasyaham nigraham manne vayoriva sudishkura. So Arjuna is playing the role of a conditioned soul and begging by bowing down on his knees in front of Krishna. How difficult it is to control the mind. So based on this particular shloka, we are going to discuss how to get peace of mind and why it is difficult to get peace of mind. So this particular shloka is very, very important, because Prabhupada says in one of his lecture why we have to take this particular shloka very, very seriously. Because actually this is our own predicament. But Krishna made Arjuna an instrument, and Arjuna is taking the role of a conditioned soul and saying this particular shloka. Why it's so difficult to control the mind? Chanchalayam hi mana Krishna pramathi balavadrudam tasyaham nigraham manne vayori vasish. So Prabhupada says, if an ordinary person is saying, then no need of taking this shloka very seriously. But especially Arjuna is saying, he is not an ordinary Tom, Dick and Harry. We are going to see or witness what are the qualifications of Arjuna. Who is Arjuna? And these qualifications makes us to take seriously this particular shloka. The first and foremost qualification of Arjuna is, he is the constant companion. When Krishna comes as Nar Narayan, in his incarnation as Nar Narayan, Narayan is Krishna and Nar is Arjuna. Always in company with Krishna, always. So this is the first qualification, but still he is saying that very difficult to control the mind. Second qualification is, he is unbeatable archer, and the proof is that he has defeated almost all the demigods. And that makes third qualification why we have to take this particular shloka very seriously. And fourth is, his senses are fully under control. And the proof is that when Urvashi came from Swargaloka, association of Arjuna, gave the position of mother. That shows how much he was having control over his senses. And fifth qualification is, he is not a product of Kali Yuga. He is belongs to Dwapar Yuga. So these are most important qualifications, and these qualifications makes us to take this particular shloka very seriously. One more important qualification is that even for Lord Parshuram, it becomes difficult to defeat Arjuna. Parshuram, all the Kshatriya race, but when it came to defeat Arjuna, it became a tie match for the first time. So even the incarnation of Lord Parshuram was not able to defeat Arjuna. And still, same Arjuna is pleading and he is before Krishna and pleading that it's very difficult for me to control the mind.
Hare Krishna. Hindi translation of this lecture will be going on in base classroom number 9. जो हिंदी में सुनना चाहते हैं ये कथा बेस क्लासरूम नंबर 9 में जाइए.
हरे कृष्ण. सो हियर अर्जुन इज सेइंग दैट इट्स पॉसिबल टू कंट्रोल द विंड वर्ल्ड विंड सुनामी कतरीना बट नॉट कंट्रोलिंग द माइंड. सो वी आर गोइंग टू विटनेस व्हाट इज द स्पीड ऑफ सुनामी हियर हाउ सुनामी डिस्ट्रॉयज whole cities.
Engulfing the port. You're seeing live footage of a tsunami engulfing the port area of Kamai City in Iwate Prefecture. We've been reporting earlier on that the meteorological agency has issued a warning for tsunami up to 6 meters deep, 6 meters high.
And so this is the power of tsunami, which we witness
happening
in Japan
right as we speak. A large tsunami engulfing the port of Kamaishi in Iwate Prefecture. This is from our camera reporter in
Miyagi.
So here
you can see at what speed the tsunami is coming. You can't imagine the speed of tsunami. It is engulfing the whole city in Japan. But Arjuna is saying here, it is possible to stop the tsunami or whirlwind, but not to stop the mind. Because the speed of mind is much more than tsunami. Tsunami can go at speed of 700-800 kilometers per hour. But what is the speed of mind? We are sitting here right now, but if you think with your mind about Obama, he is not staying in Dharavi. He stays in US, America. So as soon as you think about Obama, your mind is there. So how much distance is there from here to US? But as soon as you think with your mind about Obama, you are there with your mind. So you can just imagine what is the distance between us and Obama right now. Thousands and thousands of kilometers, but mind runs at such a great speed. That's why here Arjuna is saying, Chanchala hi mana krishna pramathi balavadrudam tasya aham nigram manvi vayor nasushu.
From 7.9, one of the worst earthquakes ever in Japanese history.
In fact, it's the seventh most powerful earthquake in history. None of the other six were in areas anything like as populated as this.
Chance of escaping. So, one of his lectures, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was saying, when tsunami comes, even the greatest nations of this world, they can't do anything. Even the whole army, navy and air force comes together, they are not able to stop the tsunami. And President declares, we can't help you, just hide yourself, just protect yourself. That is the condition. But still, Arjuna is saying, it is possible one time to stop whirlwind, tsunami, but not able to stop our own mind. That is the speed of mind. So, in order to understand mind, you have to understand what are the three main functions of the mind. Just like God-given intelligence has got three functions, it is called as 3 Ds. Discrimination, determination and decision. So when you discriminate, you get next intelligence. Vivek buddhi leads to drudu buddhi. Determination. And that determination helps us to take decision in this rare human form of life. Similarly, mind has got 3 functions. Thinking, feeling and willing. But when it comes to spiritual life, very difficult to engage the mind. Because we have got so many previous thoughts. Mind is like storehouse, unfulfilled desires, unfulfilled thoughts, feelings. It is nothing but a storehouse. And when it comes to spiritual life, when you want to engage your mind, very difficult to get assistance from the mind. Especially in the neophyte stage. That is the meaning of neophyte. Neophyte means always a fight, new fight, every day. So, minds, material thoughts, feelings and willings, they harass us like a fly. Just like a person sitting for meditation and all of a sudden a fly comes and sits on his face. Very difficult to meditate. So this mind is a very unique fly. And the beauty of this, speciality of this mind like fly is, if you want to kill the fly, it goes on multiplying. Just like thoughts, we can't kill the thoughts, feelings, willings. They go on multiplying. Especially when you want to engage the mind in spiritual activities, chanting or hearing lectures. All of a sudden, even we don't want, but the thought comes. And if you want to kill those thoughts, feelings, willings, in the beginning, there is one thought. When you want to kill that thought, it becomes two. It goes on multiplying. So, some of present acharyas compare this mind to a fly. And how Arjuna is in his predicament, we are going to witness here through this video. You can imagine we are this sadhaka, or this particular person is like Arjuna. He wants to engage his mind. And this particular fly is compared to our mind. Thoughts of mind, feelings, willings of the mind. There is only one fly. But when you want to kill the thought, feeling, willing, this particular unique fly is going to multiply. In the beginning it was one, now it has become two. So now two thoughts are there. And much more difficult to control now, two thoughts. Again, they come and disturb us. So we want to kill those two thoughts. Now two thoughts becomes four thoughts. So they go on multiplying like anything. And the whole 2 hours of japa goes in killing the flies. Makki marne mein pure 2 ghante chale jaate. Aur pura 2 ghanta hum makki marte hote. And that's why this particular shloka comes in Bhagavad Gita. Chanchalahi mana krishna pramathi balavadrudam. Tasya aham nigraham manne vayoris. Another very special quality of Arjuna is he has taken a vow. Never ever I am going to leave my bow down. But right now we are seeing he has left his bow down and on his knees he is begging Krishna. Chanchalamahi mana krishna pramathi balavadrudam. Tasya aham nigraham manne vayorivasudushkram. So this is meaning of this particular shloka. How difficult it is to control the mind. Because these three functions of the mind, especially during chanting, it becomes very difficult to control these functions of the mind. So now we are going to discuss the mechanism of the mind. How mind works and what is there in the mind. So as I said, above the mind is intelligence. And it has got three functions. Three Ds. Discrimination, determination and decision. 3 Ds, always remember. Discrimination leads to, Viveka Buddhi leads to Drudu Buddhi, and this Drudu Buddhi helps us to take decision that I want to get out of this material world. And therefore, mind has got this particular function or mechanism. It is conscious or sometimes subconscious, and it is storehouse of thoughts, unfulfilled desires, previous experiences. And we gather all this information and it is stored in storehouse through our 5 senses. Eyes, nose, tongue, ear and skin. So mind has got 5 wives. Mind is like husband and 5 senses are compared to wives. So Prabhupada says in Kali Yuga it is difficult. It is almost like maintaining an empire to maintain wife in Kali Yuga. So how much it is difficult to control 5 wives, satisfy. We can see very difficult to control or satisfy 2 wives at the same time. Therefore in Marathi there was a picture, Don Baika Phajati Aika. Huh? You must have seen that picture. How miserable the husband was in that particular movie. Because both wives were dragging his legs in their room. Please satisfy me, please satisfy me. So how much it is difficult when mind has got five wives. And mind is roaming at full speed. Running here and there in every room to satisfy all the senses. Because tongue says, I want thunder. Ear says, I want to hear Radio Mirchi. Eyes want to see GTV. So very difficult to satisfy all the senses at the time, same time. And especially when we engage in attraction opposite to sex, all the five senses are engaged at the same time. For all other species, it is only one sense. But when it comes to human form of life, when you get attracted, all the five senses are engaged at the same time. So very difficult to control all these fives. And that's why mind is spinning around at greater speed, more than the speed of fans. So this is a mechanism. So next we are going to discuss the nature of the mind, how mind works. So if it is controlled, then we feel happy. So what is happiness and what is misery? Things goes according to our desire or mind, we feel happy. Very simple division given in Gita and Bhagavatam. If things goes according to our desire or mind, we feel happy. And if things goes against our mind, we feel miserable. And second nature is, the controlled mind becomes our best friend. On the contrary, if the mind is not controlled, then it becomes miserable. And it becomes worst enemy. Manamoji, maya ka phoji. By keeping the full faith on mind, we enter in spiritual life. Thinking that mind was helping us like anything in doing so many nonsense things. So we think this mind will definitely help us to take to spiritual life. But as soon as the time comes to take Japamala or Gita, mind starts changing the party. Just like politician. As soon as the election time comes, they jump like monkeys, like anything. So similarly, mind is compared to monkey. Always jumping from one thought to another thought. And this very particular word is very important, monkey. Monkey means man ki. Jo man ki sune, wo monkey. Jo man ki kare, wo monkey. If we are doing according to our conditioned mind, then we are proving Darwin, that we are coming from monkeys. So don't prove the Darwin by accepting your conditioned mind. Monkey ka matlab kya hai? Jo monkey sune. Why it is compared to monkey? Always jumping, just like monkey jumping from one twig to another twig, one building to another building. Mind is always jumping from one thought to another thought, always changing the party. Sankalp, vikalp, bhog, tyag, accepting, rejecting. These are the functions of the mind. So, in one of his lecture, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was telling, our mind is like ocean. On the surface, it looks very clean and calm. But underneath the current, there are shark-like material desires. So he was telling, it is very easy. One time you can clean the ocean, but not possible to clean the mind. Just like that sparrow was drying up the ocean by taking in her beak small drop of water and throwing it in the desert. So Maharaj was telling, if she goes to and fro for 30-40 times, hardly one spool or tablespoon can be filled after making 30-40 trips to and fro. How much water is going to accumulate in the desert? One spoon. So Maharaj was asking, how many tablespoons are there in the ocean? And how difficult it is to dry up the ocean. But he was saying, it is possible one time to dry up the ocean, but not clean the mind. That's how mind is powerful. And another feature of this mind like ocean is, when the filthiness underneath or bottom of the ocean increases, the fermentation takes place. the more you go down deep, you see so much filth is there at the ground level, bottom level. And this filthiness increases, that causes fermentation. And this fermentation we can see on the surface of the ocean in the form of bubbles. So fermentation leads to creation of bubbles. And these bubbles are seen sometimes, not always. We can see on the surface of the ocean sometimes bubbles. But our mind like ocean is always having bubbles of thoughts. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, matsarya. These are like bubbles. One after another, they are coming in the form of bubbles. So, that's how powerful mind is. Very difficult to clean the mind. Very difficult to control the mind. And another nature, as I said, is the main function of the mind is accepting and rejecting. Because variety is mother of enjoyment. We have come to enjoy variety. Check the India. Because as soon as we fall from spiritual world, we get the first post of Brahma. After that we fall down, then we get post of Indra. So you can just imagine the post of Brahma, Indra, how much we must have enjoyed. So many apsaras, so many drinks. Compared to the drinks or enjoyment of this material world is nothing. But still mind says, you have not enjoyed this particular brand or this particular object. And that's why advertisement is there. Always hammering on the mind. After every 10 feet, there is advertisement. Same advertisement is depicted on the billboards. And that is hammering. And that's why it's called advertisement. Advertisement has got short form ad. Ad means the thing which we don't want ads in our life. That is called advertisement. Because there is no connection between cement, goni and a woman. But still mind says, if I buy this goni or particular sag, ambuja or cement in particular moment, if I buy particular this brand, this woman will be mine. There is no connection between bottle, water bottle and woman, or tire and woman. But still, minds convince us, if I buy this particular brand of tire, this I will be getting free. Buy one, get one free. Like that. So, mind is always hankering for enjoyment. And another nature of mind is, the main function of mind is to protect our false ego. And material world is designed in such a way, body and material world is designed in such a way, never ever your false ego get fulfilled. Always miserable. And that's why mind is always miserable in this material world. Manashashtani prakritisthani karshati. Always there is a fight in the mind. Mind is fighting with body, senses, intelligence, at office, at home. Always on battlefield. That's why this particular shloka we have to take very seriously. So, Gita asks, can the mind be our friend? So in that particular instance, mind is compared to a knife. So, knife is good or bad depends on who is using. In whose hand the knife is there. If it is in the hands of a surgeon, he can protect our life. On the contrary, we pay money for using that knife. But when it's in the hands of a murderer, very difficult to save our life. So, similarly, mind, in whose service we are engaging? That's why this particular shloka comes in Bhagavad Gita two times. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhya jimam namaskuru. What is the meaning of this particular shloka? Krishna is singing a beautiful song or poem. Tumara man mere naam mein, to mai tumare kaam mein. Tumara man tumare kaam mein, to mai mere dhaam mein. Man mana ka matlab kya hai? Bhagavan yahan pe keh rahe, bahut sundar tarike se. So, here we have to engage the mind in his service. That is the perfection of body, senses, mind and intelligence. Right now we are seeing only bol bachan, sab kuch tera, kuch nahi mera, jai Jagadishari. But when it comes to engaging Krishna service, sab kuch lage mera, kya jai tera, jai Jagadishari. So mind is particularly meant to be engaged at the lotus feet of Krishna. Manaha means opposite word is namaha. Always at the lotus feet of Krishna. It is particularly meant for. Then it becomes our best friend. Then it starts cooperating. The main function of the mind is Krishna has made it for us to help in engaging in his service. So, today we have been able to control satellites in space with remote, but not able to control our own minds. That is the predicament in Kali Yuga. Very difficult. Because so much bombardment is there of sense objects. So sense objects are called as Vishay Vastu. And Krishna says, as soon as you start meditating with your mind on sense objects, you start falling down from the spiritual path. Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa Sangaste Shupajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kam Kamat Krodhavij. So as a conditioned souls, our eyes are going to fail on sense object. It is but natural. But when our eyes fails on sense object, after that we start meditating with mind, it causes downfall. Very difficult to control mind there. Because the first glance of a conditioned soul is innocent. Second glance is captivating. And third glance is lusty glance. So Krishna is saying, with the sword of knowledge, you can control your mind. Don't go on meditating. Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa. Because Vishay Vastu, sense object, is more deadlier than Vish, poison. Which is more deadlier? More than Vish, poison is more deadly is Vishay Vastu. Because first you have to drink the poison, Vish, through your mouth. And then it starts working. And maximum you can lose your body. But when you start meditating with your own mind on sense objects, you don't have to drink. You have to just meditate. Then this gradual process starts of falling down of the Jivatma. Because we lose the main function of the soul is to engage in Krishna service. Jivera Sarupoye Krishna Ritas. That propensity is lost as soon as we start meditating with the mind on sense objects. So we don't have to drink the sense object. We have to just meditate and the fall down starts. And not partial destruction, total destruction. That's why we are going to see how this particular shloka works in our life. When you start meditating on sense objects, this particular So, what Krishna is saying here is very nicely depicted in this particular video where we are going to watch or witness. We have come to spiritual life to get the real jewel of bhakti, devotional service. And this particular person is like brahmachari. He has come to ashram. And in his hand, particular paper is there, what you called nakasha or road map. And the sword represents, the chopper represents its bead bag. So he's approaching or trying to get this particular jewel of bhakti or parasmani, jewel of harinam. But instead of meditating on his ultimate goal of life to achieve Krishna bhakti, Krishna consciousness, when he starts meditating on sense object, what happens we are going to witness. So this is a rare jewel of Krishna bhakti. Our devotional service. So after 84 lakhs pieces of time, we have come to this spiritual life. And these are statues without heads. What are they? We are going to witness at the end. So in the beginning, it's very easy to give up onion, garlic, or cigar, tobacco, chai, coffee. So these are like small obstacles we can very easily, in the association of devotees, overcome. But the real state, real test comes when we get attracted on sense object and start meditating. Especially attraction between opposite sex, kanchan, kamini, pratishta. These are very subtle challenges before mind. So we have come to spiritual life to get this rare jewel of holy name. But now the chopper is compared to bead bag. When you leave bead bag, hearing chanting, then you make Maya job very easy. And Maya takes complete advantage, full advantage. And show her ugly face ultimately. So, this particular shloka is depicted here. Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsa, slowly, this fire starts engulfing us. Just like tsunami was engulfing the whole city. So, meditation leads to attraction. And attraction leads to what? Lust. So, when you desire with your mind, expect from your mind so many desires to fulfill it, that expectation leads to two things. Krodha and lobha. Greed and anger. If you get that particular thing or sense object, you feel, I was qualified to get more and more. Why there is so much little? So greed increases. And when you don't get, you get angry. So these are two gates to hell. Anger and greed, as Gita says. So slowly, we start getting. Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsa, Sangaste Shubhijayate, Sangat Sanjayate Kam, Kamat Krodho Vijayate, Krodhat. Now, feedback is not there. Our hearing and chanting is not there. We have completely diverted our attention from hearing and chanting, spiritual life, which begins from, spiritual life begins with hearing and chanting. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. We have left bead bag now. We are contemplating our sense object. And what happens? Maya takes. And that, what particularly happened in the case of Ajamil. Because Ajamil saw one particular incident which we are seeing every day. In billboard, in magazines, or TV, internet. He saw a prostitute embracing a Shudra. And he got attracted to that prostitute and started meditating with his mind. And this meditation leads to attraction, more and more attraction towards that prostitute. And therefore he went and said to that particular prostitute, Ajamil. That's why his name became Ajamil. This particular name is very significant. Why he is called as Ajamil? Because he got attracted to that particular prostitute, went to her and requested Ajamil. So similarly, here we see how this shloka works. Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsa, Sangaste Shubhijayate, Sangat. It's not only attraction of men towards woman, even woman's attraction towards man cause havoc in our spiritual life. And that's why Maya is called as that which is not. In the beginning we see it is very attractive, but ultimately she shows. That's why Maya is called as that which is not. And now we are going to see. Maya means that which is not. So in the beginning we were wondering why there are so many statues here without heads. So these are Sobari, Vishwamitra, all these previous examples. So Shastra says we don't have to become another example. We have to learn from examples by taking a our mind very seriously and engaging in Krishna service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, we are going to see now, what are the four most important characters of mind that makes us very difficult to control the mind. So, the four characters of mind are given in this particular shloka. 6.34, Dhyana Yoga, 6th chapter. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramathi balavra. First line gives the first character. Chanchalam hi mana. What is the first character? Mind is very flickering, restless, unsteady. It's jumping like monkey from one thought to another thought. And unnecessarily playing with sense objects. So again, we are going to see how mind is unnecessarily playing with fire or tiger-like sense objects.
कई बार गुस्सा दिखाकर बाघों को लगता है कि खतरा टल गया और वो अपने खेल में लग जाते हैं, लेकिन तालू हार मानने वाला नहीं है.
So these tigers are compared to sense objects and our mind is compared to this monkey. He has nothing to do with this tiger, but still he is playing with tigers. Similarly, mind is playing with sense objects. Just imagine his hand slips down and he will become lunchbox for the tiger. Similarly, mind is causing us to traverse all the 84 lakh species. It is mind only, because whatever thought is there at the time of death, that makes us to go to that particular species. Yam yam vapi smarana bhava tyajyate ante kale. So, mind is the cause of our bondage in this material world. So, that is the nature of the mind. It is very flickering, always playing with the fire-like sense objects or tiger-like sense objects. So this is first character that makes very difficult to control the mind. Second is very turbulent, always agitated. Because mind is always hovering on sense objects. Man hamesha ird-gird ghumte hota hai. Kiske? Vishay-vastu ke. And that makes, like a tiger who has got the taste for blood, aise khun ka chaska lagta hai sher ko, aise man ko chaska lag chuka hai vishay vastu ka, isliye man abhi pagal ho chuka hai, isliye picture ke gaane bolte hai man jo pagal hai. And that makes mind very strong. Just like mind was very, what you call, skinny person. But when you feed a particular skinny person badam pista, it becomes Kollapuri Pailwan. So very difficult to go control a Kollapuri Pailwan. In the first place, mind has got the character of unsteadiness, flickering. On that, it has become turbulent, running after always sense objects. And by feeding these sense objects, we have made the mind into a Pailwan or elephant. So there is a gulf of difference between controlling a skinny person and a Kollapuri Pailwan. You can hold, one person can hold a skinny person and make him sit one place. But very difficult to control a Pailwan or wrestler. So mind has become like an elephant. So that makes very difficult. So analogy is given. Who is more dangerous or harmful? An mad ant or a mad strong elephant. Suppose a mad ant enters your room, how much damage she is going to cause? You can pick up that ant and throw outside the window very easily. But on the contrary, if an elephant enters, who is very strong, very difficult to control. He can destroy the whole area and the persons around. So, here again we are going to witness how strong elephant is. And when it goes mad, very difficult to control. So, that's how powerful mind is. Especially this happens in South. Now this mad elephant has gone mad because he has been made to drink alcohol, wine. Now he has gone mad. Now so many people are there, they are running for their life now. Because very difficult to control an elephant. It can destroy a whole village also when it goes mad. This particular elephant has become mad and is taking complete revenge on Mahout. Because he has harassed him like anything before. Now, in his madness, he is going to kill this particular Mahout. Completely trampling the Mahout, the rider, and finishing his life. That's how powerful is the elephant when it goes mad. Very difficult to control. So mind is much more difficult than this mad elephant, Gita says. Now you can just imagine, he has finished off this particular person, now he is going after another elephant. And try to kill that another elephant. Just imagine the power of mad elephant. Even he can trample another elephant also. That's why I was telling, when an elephant enters a house, very difficult to, mad elephant, very difficult to control. So this is third nature. First it is flickering, unsteady. Second is turbulent. Third is very, very powerful, become very powerful. Because we are feeding sense objects since lifetimes. And fourth nature of the mind is, that makes us to control the mind is, it is very, very obstinate. Bahut jiddi ban gaya, adiyal ban gaya man. Man hai jo manta nahi. So, mind is compared to a naughty child. When a child gets an eye on a particular object, unless and until it gets that particular object, it will not be happy. It will make whole family miserable. Just like a particular parent takes a child to a mall, and when the child sees particular thing and he wants that, unless and until that particular thing is given to the child will not be calm and quiet. So here, the nature of child is shown. And that particular child is nothing but our own mind. How the mind works like a child. Always crying for sense objects. He wants that particular packet, but father is not ready to give. We are laughing at this child, but this child is nothing but our own mind. We are laughing our own mind. So these four things become miserable. It becomes very difficult to control mind. Chanchala hi mana krishna pramathi balavadudam tasyaham nigraham mane vayori. So Shvetashar Upanishad tells our body is compared to a chariot, and these five senses are compared to five horses, and the rein of the horses are compared to mind, and the intelligence is compared to driver, and the soul is compared to passenger. So the hierarchy is there. Above all, soul is there. Under the control of soul, the intelligence should be there. Ego should be there. Intelligence should be there. Then mind comes, and then under control of mind, the senses should be there. But right now, in Kali Yuga, it has become topsy-turvy. Prabala indriya vashi bhutamana nachade visherati gopinath. That's how Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, very difficult to control. Because the driver is very weak. He is not able to control the reins. Reins like mind. Reins are compared to mind. And that's why these horses are going all over the place. And that causing us to take birth again and again. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Jatresham. And we are again and again coming in this material world. Falling down in this ditch of material world. Therefore, as a sadhaka, we should be always engaging the mind in glorifying Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. As I was saying, five senses, they are fully engaged. But Gita says, second chapter, 67 Sukha, even one sense of a living entity is engaged in sense objects, the ship-like human form of life starts drowning in the material ocean. So what to speak of when all five senses are engaged? Very difficult to get out of this material world. So these five senses are compared to wives, as I said. So what happens when our mind is not controlled? All these problems starts. Lack of confidence, loss of trust, madness, damage to oneself and society. जो भी पागल व्यक्ति के संपर्क में आएंगे वो भी पागल बन जाएंगे. एंड ऑल दिस बॉडीली प्रॉब्लम स्टार्ट्स विथ माइंड, बिकॉज वी कैन विटनेस नाउ डेज डॉक्टर्स आर आस्किंग टू डू सो मेनी टेस्ट. आफ्टर डूइंग सो मेनी टेस्ट, अल्टीमेटली व्हेन ऑल रिपोर्ट्स कम्स, दे से नथिंग इज देयर इन द रिपोर्ट. आपके खोपड़ी में कुछ प्रॉब्लम है. भेजे में फोरों में. एंड दैट्स वाई devotees are the best doctors. They always say, problem starts from here. Body follows the mind. So, very difficult to get out of this disease condition. Goli khakar jeeta hun, aur goli khakar hi marta hun. Because nothing of this material world is going to work. No doctor or no medicine is going to work. Ultimately, only one medicine. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Because we have gotten Bhavrog. Bhavrog means birth, old age, disease and death. And that's why body is called as, this deha is called as body. What is the spelling of body? B-O-D-Y. What is the long form of this B-O-D-Y? B means birth, O means old age, D means disease, Y means Yamdut. B-O-D-Y. And that's why only one medicine, Bhav Aushadhi. Because of forgetfulness, all problem starts. Forgetfulness leads to ungratefulness, whereas remembrance leads to gratefulness. So forgetfulness is the greatest curse to any human being. Forgetfulness leads to ignorance. Ignorance leads to sinful tendencies. And sinful tendencies leads to miserable condition. Misery. तो हमारे दुख का और कोई कारण नहीं, अज्ञान. अज्ञान क्यों? भगवान को भूलने के कारण अज्ञान. अज्ञान के कारण पाप की वृत्ति. पाप की वृत्ति का कारण दुख. दुख का और कोई कारण नहीं. बड़ा दुख पाई स्वतंत्र जीवन. सो एनी प्रॉब्लम, एनी कैलेमिटी, एनी डिसीज, तन की, मन की, धन की, जो भी बीमारी है, तकलीफ है, विपदा है, संकट है, प्रॉब्लम है, जितनी भी है, उसका मूल कारण है भूल जाना, फॉरगेटफुलनेस. सो व्हाट इज द अपोजिट वर्ड ऑफ फॉरगेटफुलनेस? रिमेम्बरेंस. दैट्स व्हाई कृष्णा सेज अल्टीमेटली यू हैव टू रिमेम्बर मी. अंत काले च मामेव स्मरण मुक्त्वा क्लेवर. 8.5 भगवद्गीता. एंड व्हाट हैपेंस इफ यू रिमेम्बर टू कृष्णा? यू विल गो टू कृष्णा. नो नीड ऑफ कमिंग अगेन बैक टू दिस मेटल वर्ल्ड. दिस विल बी लास्ट लाइफ. So Krishna says, if you remember me, you will come to me. And if you don't remember me, then you have to become a remember. That is the meaning of remember. You have to become again member in this 84 lakh species. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Marnam, Jatreshanam. So what is the medicine on forgetfulness? Remembrance. And what is in Hindi called as, remembrance is called as? याद करना. याद, ये शब्द इतना अच्छा है, वो उल्टा पढ़ने से भगवान की क्या होती है? दया होती है. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम. बिकॉज वी कंडीशन सोल्स, और जीवात्माज आर पार्ट एंड पार्सल. वाई पार्ट एंड पार्सल? बिकॉज वी आर बीन पार्सल टू दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. व्हेन जीवात्मा डिजायर सेपरेट फ्रॉम कृष्णा, ही इज पार्सल टू दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. जीवा इज लाइक पार्ट. व्हेन दैट पार्ट wants to enjoy separate from Krishna, he is parcel to this material. That's why Jivatma is called as part and parcel. That is the meaning of part and parcel. So this Jivatma is like wife and Krishna is only our husband. Bhagwan kon hai? Ekmatra pati hai. Pati ka matlab kya hai? Har sukh dukh mein, bimari mein, takleef mein saath dene wale pati kehte usko. Because even doctors can't help at the time of death. Sab paisa nikalne ke baad, angota dikhate, thumbs up. Hots up nahi. Hots up nahi, thumbs up dikhate. Abhi unko yaad karo. Agar pehle bata to kitna paisa bach jata. Isliye acharya kehte hai, aur koi pati nahi. Allopathy, homeopathy, naturopathy, koi kaam nahi aayega. Lakshmipati, Radhapati. या भगवान का नाम क्या है? और पति, सात्वताम पति. तस्मादेके नमनसा भगवान सात्वताम पति. श्रोतव्य कीर्तितव्यस्य धेयस्य पूज्यस्य नित्यदा. एज अ सोल वी हैव ओनली फोर ड्यूटीज. श्रोतव्य, ऑलवेज हियर अबाउट कृष्णा, ऑलवेज चैंट हिज ग्लोरीज. कीर्तितव्यस्य, ऑलवेज मेडिटेट. धेयस्य, एंड ऑलवेज वर्शिप. These are the only four activities meant by Jivatma. As a soul, we have no other. But why we are not taking these four activities very seriously? Because we are thinking ourselves as a body, mind, intelligence, ego. Just like Prabhupada asked, when the dog is barking on the street, nobody has gone to the dog and whispered in his ears, now start barking. Kutta saab abhi bhoko. लेकिन बिला बताए कुत्ता भोंकता है. क्यों भोंकता है? क्योंकि कुत्ते को लगता है अगर भोंकूंगा नहीं तो मुझे कोई कुत्ता नहीं कहेगा. एंड वी आर इन द सेम प्रेडिकेमेंट. वी थिंक अवर सेल्स एज ह्यूमन बीइंग एंड वी थिंक वी आर बॉडी, माइंड, इंटेलिजेंस, ईगो. बट वी आर नॉट दिस बॉडी, माइंड, इंटेलिजेंस, ईगो. वी आर सोल. एज अ सोल वी हैव ओनली फोर एक्टिविटीज. तस्माद एके न मनसा विथ वन पॉइंटेड अटेंशन. व्हाट हैपन्स व्हेन यू कॉन्सेंट्रेट विथ माइंड? Just like small children, in the afternoon, they take magnifying glass, and they concentrate the rays of the sun, and what benefit they get? Without lighter, matchbox, they can burn the papers underneath the magnifying glass. Similarly, mind is compared to that magnifying glass. When you concentrate the rays of Lord coming in your life in the form of His holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Then we can burn the papers of anarthas in our heart. Shrunata Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Rudayanto Hi Abhadani Vidunoti Surutam Satam. So that is the meaning. So, with one pointed attention, Vyavsayatmika Buddhi, we have to do this particularity of concentrating with mind. And what actions we get? With uncontrolled mind, all the nasty bad habits which we are witnessing in newspaper, television. And that's why mind is called as mind. Why? My end. Pura nash karne wala. Suicide. Kya kehte hai suicide ko Hindi mein? Khud khushi. Achha shabd hai bahut. Khud khushi. Khud ke khushi ke liye nahi hota. Isliye we are witnessing this particular video, how mind is powerful. After getting this rare human form of life, after traversing through 84 lakh species of life, we have gotten this rare human form of life. But how mind is powerful, it is going to finish us within seconds. That is the power of mind. So four characteristics of mind are shown here. How difficult it is. So this particular man has gone mad. His mind is flickering, turbulent, obstinate, and fourth one is mad. So all these four characters. Everyone is trying to help him, protect him, and he has gone above the train in Mumbai. And what happens? Every second there is an announcement. Don't climb on the trains, roof of the trains. Otherwise, any limb which touches that wire which is charging at 25,000 volts or kilowatts, holds, will be causing your life. And this particular person has gone mad now. And what happens, we are going to witness. And this is power of mind. It can finish off our life, this rare human form of eyes, within seconds. And this man is going to become coal, charcoal now, within seconds. That's how powerful mind is. If not controlled, it can cause death also, suicide. So, we are witnessing here what happens. We become succumb to so many bad habits. So, where is the question of peace of mind? Only pieces of mind. There are so many peace meetings. But when you are not able to control our mind, own mind, what is the use of these peace meetings? So, peace formula is given in Bhagavad Gita. 5.29. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvalok maheshwaram surudam gyatva mam shahati mrushati. So, the greatest austerity in this realm of human form of life is, Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita 17.60. Very, very beautiful shloka, translation purport. You can go through when you go to your place and try to understand the greatest austerity of mind in this realm of human form of life is to take away the mind from sense object and engage the same mind in Krishna's service. Actually, mind is meant for Krishna's service. But right now, we have engaged in our own service. So this particular story comes that a particular boatman. Boatman, he forgot to take that anchor, and whole night he was rowing the boat. And what happened? Early morning, the passenger, those who were sitting in the boat, what they witnessed? They were sitting in the same place where they were boarding in the night. So they started becoming angry at boatman. So the boatman said, Whole night I was rowing the boat. I don't know what happened. But an intelligent person saw that he has committed a blunder. Before rowing the boat, he has not taken away the particular anchor. So this anchor is compared to our mind. It has stuck up in sense objects. So we are not going to go anywhere. We will be staying there, same place, and not able to cross the material ocean. So our boat, a rare human form of life, is compared to this boat. And if you want to cross over the material ocean with this boat like human form of life, first you have to take out the anchor which has stuck up for so many lifetimes in sense objects. Then you are going to reach the other end. Then it's possible. Par karenge re Krishna kareya. So especially in Mumbai and so many big cities, always we are bombarded with sense objects, especially malls. Mall ne pura mahol hi kharab kar diya. So our buddhi becomes many branch and very difficult to control the mind. Therefore Krishna says, second point, second chapter 41 sloka, very difficult to get vyavsayatmika, one pointed attention. If your mind or intelligence is many branch, and therefore he gives the solution on this particular problem. Just like the tortoise, whenever there is attack, it automatically brings inside all the senses in his shell. So if you go to South India, always there are two tortoises. In the courtyard there is one tortoise, and right before the deities there is another tortoise. What is the difference between these two tortoises? Anybody knows? The tortoise which is in the courtyard, if you look it carefully, what you see, what you witness? All his limbs are inside the shell. So the courtyard is compared to material world. When you are not in the association of devotees, not in temple, satsang, always take your senses inside. Don't engage your senses in sense objects. Otherwise, dhayato vishyan pumsa, sangaste shupjayate, sangat sanjayate kam, kamat kurda vijayate. And the tortoise which is right in front of the deities, if you look carefully, what you witness? All his limbs are out of the shell. Means, when you come to temple in the association of devotees, or reading Gita, Bhagavat, engage all your senses. That is perfection of senses, human form of life, mind, intelligence. Rushikena Rushikesha, Sevanam Bhakti Ruchati. Rushikesha is the name of Krishna. Rushi means senses. And Ish means Swami, or control of the senses. So Rishi means senses, Indriya, or Indriya ka Swami kone? Bhagavan Krishna. So Jivan ki paripurnata kya hai? Indriyon ki, man ki, buddhi ki, unki seva mein in man ko, buddhi ko, indriyon ko lagana. Rishi kena, Rishi kesha, sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Bhakti is nothing but engaging again in the service of the person who has given all the senses, mind, intelligence. Jai Sri Rala Gopinath Bhagavan ki, Gaur Nitai ki, Shigopal ji ki. And we are going to see now the last part, solution part. We have discussed in length, great length, what is the problem. And now, Krishna is going to give the solution. Very next shloka, Krishna says, Asamshaya Mahabaho, Mano Dura Nigraha Chalam, Abhyasena Tu Kaunteya, Vairagena Chagrahete. So first solution given by Krishna is practice. Just like when you go for driving, in the beginning the car is never ever on the road, always left or right of the road. The more you try to bring the car on the road, you get driving license. So practice makes man perfect. Again, another example is given of a child. The child is, when he is infant, never ever in the lap of mother. Always running away from the lap to take things and put in his mouth. Because child sees through things by putting in the mouth. So always trying to catch fan or insect or anything. So mother is always alert, always keeping an eye. Aankhon ka tara hai tu. Again, again, she brings the child in the lap. Never ever says, marne do isko, kitne baar pakad ke lao. Agar kaha hota tha, jitne satsang mein hum nahi hote hai. So, practice makes man perfect. So again, we are going to witness how much we have to practice. In material world, people practice like anything. Who is going to tell what is happening here? They are perfected so much. That particular person is making puris and there is not enough space. So after making that puri, he is banging and that particular person is catching. Second chance. So many people are coming in between, but they are practiced so much that. So that's how we have to practice. To engage our mind again, again in Krishna service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because the nature of mind is always going down, just like nature of water is always going down. Pani ka swabhav kya hai? Niche jana. Aise man neech karya mein chala jata hai. तो पानी को ऊपर खींचना है दूसरे माले पे तो टिल्लू पंप लगाना पड़ता है. तो टिल्लू पंप क्या है? इंटेलिजेंस. इंटेलिजेंस वर्क्स लाइक टिल्लू पंप. वी हैव टू ड्रैग द माइंड अगेन. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम. सो व्हाई अगेन अगेन माइंड इज गिवन प्रिफरेंस. गीता सेज ट्वाइस, नो अदर श्लोका कम्स इन गीता ट्वाइस. Is that Krishna was not remembering any other shloka? He wanted to finish 700 shloka? No. Repetition is required to stress the importance, to emphasize. That's why again in 18th chapter, Krishna is giving the same shloka. Man mana bhava madhvaktu. First in the 9th chapter, again in the 18th chapter. Kya kare Bhagwan? Ho sake to jate jate man ko laga lena. Kyunki man kya hai? Indriyon ka raja. Raja hi seva mein lag gaya to praja apne aap lagi indriya. Just like in chess, even you have lost all the rounds, you have lost all the rounds in the beginning, but ultimately you want to become victorious in the game of chess. What you have to do? You have to checkmate the king. So king of all senses is mind. You have to checkmate the king of all senses mind and engage the same king in Krishna service. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. And that is the meaning of mana mana bhava mad bhakti. Gita says twice, Bhagavatam says, Sabai manam Krishna padarvindayo, in Amrish Maharaj story. Then Rupa Goswami says, Ena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshet. So everywhere the mind is given importance. Why? It is the king of all senses. Second solution is renunciation. Just like a tiger which has been caught from the forest, on the first day he is not engaged in circus. What happens if you engage the farm fresh tiger or jungle fresh tiger on the first day in circus? What will happen? That will be the last show of the circus. So the tiger is given training. He is kept in cage. First day he is kept hungry. So first day he is moving in the cage here and there, beating his tail on the floor. Cage. Kon mai bak ka baap hai jisne mujhe pakad kar rakha hai? Samne aa jao. But whole day he is not fed. Second again he is not fed. Now his movements become slow. Third day again he is kept hungry. Now he is not able to move to and fro. Idam asanam. He sits down. Fourth day again he is kept hungry. Now he wants to roar, but his voice is not coming. He has become like cat. Meow, meow. Fifth day again he is kept hungry. And now he is not able to open his eyes. Sixth day the trainer, ringmaster enters. In one hand a piece of meat and another hand hunter. And as soon as he enters, he starts beating the hunter on the floor. And this tiger wants to jump on that ringmaster and finish off. But he knows, now for the remaining whole life, he is my only master. Jis thali mein khana hai abhi, usme chhed nahi kar sakte. So he starts accepting. Just like Arjuna accepts. Because, just like we attained 6-day course, for the tiger also this is 6-day course. After 6-day course, or after hearing Gita, what was the conclusion of Arjuna? Nasht moho smriti labdva. So same predicament the tiger is. He accepts, mera moho nasht ho gaya. Main khud ko jungle ka raja samajh raha tha. Main abhi aapka kutta hoon. Nasht moho smriti labdva. Aur aap jo kahoge karne ke liye tayar. Karishye vachanam to. Aap kahoge jam maruga. Kahan marna hai batao. Because he knows, for the rest of life, I am dependent completely on him. Similarly, in the beginning, we have to train the mind. We have to keep the mind hungry from sense objects. Keep away mind. It's not that always keep him hungry. We have to feed him also. By reading Gita, Bhagavat, or chanting, or coming to a temple, feeding Mahaprasad, or dancing in association, and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. So that becomes third part, third solution, as Krishna suggests, or Acharya suggests. Bhakti means ABCD. A means association, B means books, reading books, C means chanting, and D means diet. Diet, nahi, diet. And at the end, last 2-3 slides are there, we can conclude here. So in final words, we are going to witness what are the benefits of controlled mind by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ek jodne se nuksan kuch nahi hai. Fayda hi fayda hai, Bhagwan ka naam. So relief from all negative thoughts, bad habits. Second, distracted mind will be pacified. And that comes to the peace of mind. Otherwise, peace is of mind only. Third is, in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, 66 sloka, very powerful solution is given by Prabhupada in his purport. He says, disturbance of the mind is due to want of ultimate goal. And what is the ultimate goal? Ante Narayan Smriti. Hari bol, yahi hai ultimate goal. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Ram, Ram, Ram. Because after living body, they tell you, tell you what is the ultimate. Ram, Nam, Satya, Ram, Nam, Satya. But what is the use? Just like a child, when he is going to Sabji Mandi, he saw, Pretyatra? Arthi. Last. Kya kehte hai English mein? Funeral was coming. And people were chanting with so enthu. Ram, Nam, Satya, Ram. Puri jindagi mein kabhi bolenge nahi. Lekin utsa kaha se aata malum nahi. Marne ke baad. So out of inquisitive, the child asks, why they are chanting so loudly? And why that person who is sleeping on the shoulders, he is not chanting? पिताजी सब बोल रहे हैं आदमी क्यों नहीं बोल रहे तो पिता ने कहा बेटा ये मुर्दा है मुर्दा कभी बोलता नहीं सो नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन वाज इफ ही इज नॉट अलाइव व्हाई दे आर मेकिंग हिम टू हियर अगर वो मुर्दा है तो उसको क्यों सुना रहे पहले क्यों नहीं सुनाया सो डिवोटीज आर मोर मर्सीफुल व्हेन यू आर अलाइव दे ऑलवेज रिमाइंड यू हरी बोल मुंह खोल हरी बोल यही अल्टीमेट And that was our religion, our sanskaras. 40-50 years back, when people used to meet each other, they used to meet with greetings, not hey, hello. What they used to call each other? Jai Sri Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna. Nowadays, we have forgotten our culture and become vulture now. As soon as we meet to another person, we say hello. Hello means hello. Tumhe dekhkar narak ki yaad aa rahi hai. Hello. Hello ka matlab hai yahan se hello abhi. Bahut faltu baat kar raha hai. Ya kehte hai? Hi, hi, hi means hi, hi. Tumhe dekhkar hi, hi ho rahi hai. That's why the slogan in ISKCON is hi, hello, chodo. Hare Krishna bolo. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram. So we have to be reminded ourselves when you come to association of devotees. And that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. When you come together, we say hello. Not hello. Hi. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. He had ultimate goal. And that was the reason Ajamila was saved from Yamadutas. Because he chanted the name of Narayan. He was chanting or calling out his 10th son. That's why Prabhupada says, at least you should name your children after Krishna or Krishna devotees. Rama, Narayan, Vasudev, or daughter's names, Draupadi, Janaki, like that. But nowadays, we don't give names of especially daughters like Draupadi, Janaki. Their names are like Pinky, Tinky, Donkey. Pinky, Tinky, Donkey. If you remember Donkey, what will happen? You become Donkey next life. So that's why this is a reminder. Association is a reminder. What is our ultimate aim of life? Ante Narayan Smriti. Antakale Chamameva Smaran Mukta Kalevar. So really from stress and anxiety. What is the difference between chinta and chitta? Anxiety means chinta. What is the difference between chitta and chinta? Not one small dot or what do you call it? There is a gulf of difference between chinta and chitta, bindu. Chitta means after man dies, only once it happens, chitta. He is burned by putting on the fire. That is called a chitta. Not happen, it happens only once because the wood is so costly nowadays. But what is the meaning of chinta? Chinta ka matlab hai, jo har akshan jinda admi ko jalati hai, jab tak murda nahi banta. Samaj gaya aap log? Chinta aur chitta mein zameen asman ka fark hai. Chinta ek bar hoti hai, chitta sirf aadmi marne ke baad ek bar, kyunki lakdi bahut mehengi hai. Aur chinta hai, jo har akshan jinda admi ko jalati hai, jab tak wo murda nahi banta. That's why Gita Bhagavad says, this rare human form of life is not meant for becoming chitta or to do chinta. This rare human form of life is meant for chintana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Then we get confidence, determination, and without determination, Prabhupada says, we are no better than an animal. That makes difference between human form of life and animal life. So all positive things are available. And that's why this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness, bhakti. All other processes, all other institutes can maximum help us to catch hold the mind, monkey-like mind. But after catching holding the hold of mind, how to engage that mind to get Krishna is taught only in Krishna consciousness.
And when a Mahalakhadi ventures like into the deep Kalahari on a hunting trip, he has to find water, because unlike the bushman, he doesn't know how to make liquid from a root. But he has his own way of finding
water. So Gyan, Dhyana, Karma or any other institute other than Bhakti Institute, they can maximum teach us how to catch hold monkey-like mind. Just like here, this hunter is catching hold of monkeys.
He laboriously drills a hole in a giant ant heap when he is sure a baboon is watching him, because he knows baboons
are incurably
inquisitive.
So our mind is competence monkey, as we said.
Next, he puts some wild melon seeds into the hole and works them in so that they drop into a hollow. Then he saunters off, knowing the baboon is burning with curiosity.
The baboon doesn't trust that human being at all, so he plays it cool. But he's dying to know what gives in that confounded hole.
So anxiety kills the cat.
Finally, Mr. Inquisitive can't take it any longer. He's got to know what's in there. He reaches in, grabs a fistful, and now his hand's too big to come out. If he had the sense to drop the seed, he could free his hand.
So all other processes other than bhakti can teach you how to catch hold. But they can't teach you how to engage. All other processes can choke you up. But bhakti is, you can enjoy by engaging your mind. So next part is how to engage this monkey-like mind.
Now he lets go when it's too late.
Because this hunter wants to know where is the water reservoir. Usually these monkeys, animals, they don't tell men because we'll finish off the reservoir in one day only. So they always keep the secret. So how to make the monkey tell the reservoir, the secret of reservoir? So he uses the monkey, engages him in letting him know reservoir. How?
A smart enough way to catch a baboon, but he still has to make him talk.
So he feeds him this.
Now he
particular
knows that
salt
is very scarce.
You use in Ekadashi, what do you call it? Singdanamak. And now this monkey is eating like anything.
And that baboon is going to eat those lumps like candy. In fact, he has such a ball eating salt that he completely forgets he's under arrest. And that in a little while, he's going to be a mighty thirsty baboon.
So after eating salt, he becomes so thirsty that he never minds, even if the person is following him, he's going to go and drink. And the person is going to know where is the reservoir of water. So he's watching. And now, the brainwashing has worked. So this is a technique only taught in devotional life. Devotional life begins with hearing and chanting. So Krishna gives an influence how to engage the mind. Tesham satati yukta nam bhajatam priti purvakam. And this intelligence is available when you engage your mind. In Krishna service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Next morning, the Mahalakhadi
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Have a closer look to see whether his prisoner is ready to talk.
Now he's ready. Brainwashing has worked. Now let him go.
He decides the brainwashing has worked. So he sets him free, knowing that in his condition, he won't care who follows him to the secret reservoir.
That's how the hunter knows, come to know, where is the water reservoir. Usually it's very difficult to know where is the water reservoir. Because he's thirsty, he don't get water everywhere in deserts. So he is using the monkey. So mind is compared to monkey. So if you want to reach spiritual life, spiritual kingdom, you have to use like monkey-like mind to go there. So that monkey-like mind can take us to spiritual world. Just like this monkey is taking to water reservoir. So holy name is also compared to nectar and ocean of holy name. We can reach that nectar and ocean holy of name through mind only. By engaging the mind in Krishna service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. So it is almost impossible to find such a place in deep cave. But right now, he has used the mind, a monkey-like mind. And
the Mahalakhadi has no eyes for the beauty of the
God
city.
The reservoir.
To him, water is beautiful.
So we have seen these benefits we get by chanting or engaging the mind and controlling the mind. And lastly, we are going to witness the ultimate benefit. That in spiritual life, we have to don't have to listen to the mind. We have to listen to spiritual master. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Te Kariya Aikya Aar Na Kari Ho man asha. So that is the secret of peaceful mind. Hand over this mind in the lotus feet, at the lotus feet of spiritual master. Make the instruction of spiritual master as your life and soul. And that's how Prabhupada at the age of 70 created this empire called Hare Krishna movement. Because he was one-pointed, vyavsayatmika buddhi, in following one instruction. He got this instruction in 1922. He spent 40 years in fulfilling that one desire of spiritual master. When he got this instruction, 1922, first meeting with his spiritual master. And he started working on that actually in 1966. So how many years he spent? 44 years, one instruction. That's why Guru is called as heavy. Heavy means even one instruction is more than enough to fulfill throughout our life. So Guru Mukha Padam Vakya Chitete Kariyaikya Arna Kari. We don't have to imitate or impress, try to impress. Otherwise, not only our mind, whole body will be in pieces. And how it happens when you try to imitate spiritual life, spiritual master, we are going to witness here. Again, very beautiful. What happens when you try to imitate or impress spiritual master? You are in pieces. Not your only mind, whole body will be in pieces. It's very pertinent, especially for brahmacharis here, because they are trying to imitate. When we are trying to imitate spiritual master, this beautiful brahmachari is coming with yoga mat. We are trying to impress. Particular student want to show off or impress the spiritual master. How much he has learned, how much he knows. So there is a competition. Never ever compete with spiritual master. Try to follow his instruction. Then you will be at peace. Otherwise, into pieces. So now real test comes when spiritual master wants to show his kundalini jagrut karna. So this particular student fails. When he wants to imitate, what happens? We are going to show. He has not learned, has not followed. So he's thinking how to do. He's forcing his body, mind. And what happens? He's forcing his mind, body. And that's why it said, Guru Mukha Padam Vakya Chitete Kariyaikya Arna Karyohasha. And the final, last video we are going to witness. What is the meaning of mantra? Mana means mantra iti mantra. How powerful it is? Because always there is a fight in the mind. As I said, mana shashtani prakrutistani karshati. Mind is struggling with body, senses, intelligence. Always there is fight in the mind. because there are two parties in the mind, good dog and bad dog. And these parties are coming together and they are going to fight. And the mind is compared to a tiger, always roaring. Whether it's good or bad, I want to enjoy. Just do it. And what happens when this particular mantra enters? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Then the both parties who are very envious, khandani dushman hai dono party, lekin khandani bhulkar, envy, forgetting envy, hatred, they will start dancing. As soon as the mind, the maha mantra enters in the mind, the parties are about to fight, good and bad, dog. But when my mantra enters, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is so powerful. The both parties forget their envy and start dancing on this particular Mahamantra. So, we are going to witness this particular video here. What is the meaning of mantra? How it is powerful? So powerful. So, these are two parties. And this roaring of lion is compared to roaring of mind. Good dog and bad dog, two parties. This roaring of lion is compared to mind's roaring. So they are about to fight. Fight is going to begin. But the power of mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Is so much that they forget enmity and start dancing on the tune of Hare Krishna. Jai Gaur Premanande Harirgo. Especially we have kept this video at the end because to inspire you to dance more today. Hari bol, yehi hai ultimate goal. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And you can get all the benefits by taking to this Mahamantra. And coming in the association. That's why it is called Sankirtan. Sankirtan means coming together and chanting in the association. Otherwise, if you try to chant on your own, very difficult to chant. Ekaki nahi bala paaye harinam sankirtan. Ekaki, ekanti ki bhaktir utpat evikyal. That's why the Yuga Dharma for this Kaliyuga is Sankirtan. Sangh mein aakar kirtan karna. Sangh mein nahi aayenge to sirf sankhi banenge, kirtan nahi hoga. So please come in the association of devotees like this, not once a month. Bhakti is not once a month, every day. Whenever possible, come early morning and chant in the association of devotees. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Golokera Premdan Harinama Sankirtana Ki, Tribhuvana Mangal Harinama Sankirtana Ki. Savior of the whole world, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samved Gaura Bhakturna ki, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.